How about if you are walking along a mountain trail and there's a sharp drop off?
Cliff.
Mm-hmm. What's the plural of that?
Cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And how do people water their crops in El Paso?
Crops?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
irrigation.
And the irrigation water flows down what?
A canal.
Uh-huh. And do you know a name for a ditch along an upgraded road?
No.
Okay. How about a name for poor soil?
No.
How about, what's that white hard stuff? That
alkaline.
Or the stuff that's hard to dig through?
Caliche.
Mm-hmm. What's a good name for productive soil?
Loam.
Mm-hmm. And in some neighborhoods they have a strip of cement that runs in front of all the houses. That's called
sidewalk.
Uh-huh. And in some places there's a neighborhood where the houses are on either side, and then in the middle of the street there's a line of trees, and cars can go one way on one side of the trees and the other way. What do you call that kind of a street? Where there's trees down the middle.
Oh dear, there is a name, isn't there? What is it?
Well, there's lots of different names, lots of different things you could call it. Would you call it a boulevard?
No, not I.
How about an avenue?
Because of the trees? No, that never entered my mind.
Okay, can you think of a term for that?
No.
Okay.
None of streets with trees.
Right. Do you know any special names for paved roads?
No.
Names for roads because of the fact that they're paved?
No.
Okay. How about, what would you call an unpaved road?
Just a road.
Okay. What's the roadway that we built through the mountain called? The roadway that goes from the west side over to the northeast. What's it called?
I can't remember. What is it called?
Trans Mountain?
Yes, Trans Mountain.
And when I say badlands to you, what does that mean?
That just means a perfectly beautiful bunch of hills in the Dakotas.
Hmm.
Amazing that they should call it badlands. It always surprises me. Perfectly gorgeous. Many, many different colors. There are no trees, and maybe that's why the term arose, because I don't think anything grows on these at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're lovely.
How about high plains? What are the high plains?
I don't know.
Okay. How about the word hole? So that's H-O-L-E, in reference to a mountain. A hole associated with a mountain. Maybe this is like Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
You know, why do they call it Jackson Hole? Is there a hole somewhere in Jackson Hole?
I think, my theory is that it's a watering hole.
Oh, okay. I love Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's gorgeous. What are those mountains?
I don't know.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
But you've been there. So do they have natural springs there in Jackson Hole, Wyoming? Do they have natural springs?
I don't know that they do or that they don't. All I did was get off an airplane and rent a car.
Uh-huh.
But those mountains are breathtaking.
Yeah, I bet they are. Yeah, I've always wanted to go up there. My grandfather's from Oregon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So.
I've never been to Oregon or Washington. Have you?
Mm-mm. Never.
And they say it's just breathtaking.
Mm-hmm. It must be beautiful. What's the difference between a mountain and a hill?
A mountain is taller. A hill is something you find at the foot of a mountain.